This is KUT. The City of Austin's Parks and Recreation Department will present the latest version of the Aquatics Master Plan in two upcoming public meetings. KUT's Kate Gretzinger reports the plan for updating and improving the city's public pools has been in development since 2013.
The City of Austin boasts 51 public pool facilities, including everything from splash pads to Barton Springs Pool. The majority of these facilities are neighborhood pools, which offer free admission and swim lessons during the summer. Elisa Dennis brings her daughter Nora to West Infield Pool for swim lessons a couple of times a week. Nora, what did you do at swim class yesterday? What did you guys do? What did you guys talk about at swim class yesterday? Did you talk about safety?
Yeah.
West Infield is one of the nicer neighborhood pools in Austin. It has swooping shade screens and a kiddie pool for toddlers to wade in while their older siblings learn to frog kick. It was forced to close in 2013 due to leaks, but thanks to a 2012 bond package, it reopened a year later. Now many other neighborhood pools are falling into disrepair, says Kara Welch with the Austin Parks and Rec Department.
It is varied, but there are a lot of them that were built in the 30s and 40s. So we're dealing with really old infrastructure.
The Parks Department is currently developing an aquatics master plan, which will help the city decide where to focus its resources. The plan began with a comprehensive assessment of the city's existing pools in 2013. The report found glaring issues with many neighborhood pools.
What the department is currently doing is no longer sustainable, so we're looking at specific sites.
Welch says the department used the report to develop a checklist to decide which pools to restore and update.
So things like demographics of the area, potential population growth, you know, how many people are we actually serving? What are the opportunities for programming? Those are some of the more weighted criteria.
Welch says the Aquatics Master Plan will also set standards for each type of pool facility. All neighborhood pools, for example, will be updated to include lap lanes long enough to host swim meets. The department is taking public comment on the plan at the AB Cantu Pan American Recreation Center at 10 o'clock Saturday morning and at the Spicewood Springs Library at 6:30 on Tuesday night. Kate Gretzinger, KUT News.